Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Monetization Strategies for Websites, Web and Mobile Apps. As the internet continues to grow and evolve, monetizing websites and apps has become increasingly important. With so many websites and apps vying for users' attention, it is crucial to find ways to generate revenue while also providing value to audiences. However, with so many different strategies to choose from, it can be challenging to find the right approach for a website or app. In this article, we will explore some of the most effective monetization strategies for websites, web, and mobile apps. We will discuss the pros and cons of each approach, as well as provide tips for implementing them effectively. By the end of this article, you will have a better understanding of the different monetization strategies available, and which ones might be best suited to your project. Full disclosure, allow me to point out that at Webmobile, at the time of writing this blog post, we do not use any of these monetization strategies for our website because the value proposition for us is in content. Our focus is to attract and retain customers through the website and social media as well as search through the indirect approach of inbound marketing. I will visit inbound marketing in another blog post. Whether you are running a personal blog, an e-commerce store, or a mobile app, finding the right monetization strategy can help you generate revenue, grow your audience, and achieve long-term success. So, let's dive in and explore the world of website and app monetization. Advertising-based monetization strategies. Advertising-based monetization is one of the most widely used strategies for generating revenue. This approach involves displaying ads on your website or app and getting paid each time a user clicks on an ad or views it. There are several types of ads that can be used, including pay-per-click, PPC, ads, display ads, affiliate marketing, and sponsored content. PPC ads are a type of ad where the advertiser pays each time a user clicks on the ad. Display ads, on the other hand, are ads that are displayed on your website or app and are paid for based on impressions or views. Affiliate marketing involves promoting other products or services and earning a commission for each sale made through your referral link. Sponsored content is a type of ad where companies pay you to create content that promotes their products or services. When using advertising-based monetization, it's important to balance the number and placement of ads with providing a good user experience. Too many ads can be overwhelming and turn users away, while too few may not generate enough revenue. Freemium and premium models. Freemium and premium models are another popular monetization strategy for websites and apps. A freemium model involves offering a basic version of your website or app for free, while charging users for access to premium features or content. Premium models, on the other hand, involve charging users upfront for access to your website or app. The advantage of the freemium model is that it can help attract a larger user base by offering a free version, which can help promote your brand and generate interest in your premium features. Premium models, on the other hand, can generate more revenue upfront but may limit your user base. When implementing these models, it's important to offer a compelling value proposition for your premium features or content. Additionally, offering a free trial of your premium features can help encourage users to upgrade to the paid version. In-app purchases. In-app purchases are a popular monetization strategy for mobile apps, particularly in the gaming industry. This strategy involves offering users the ability to purchase virtual items, currency, or upgrades within the app. In-app purchases can be used in several ways. For example, a game may offer users the ability to purchase virtual items such as weapons or power-ups. A fitness app may offer users the ability to purchase premium workout plans or personalized coaching. When implementing in-app purchases, it's important to ensure that the purchases are not necessary for basic functionality and that users are not pressured to make purchases. Additionally, it's important to provide clear and transparent pricing information to avoid any misunderstandings. In-app purchases can be a lucrative monetization strategy, particularly for apps with high user engagement. However, it's important to balance revenue generation with providing a positive user experience. Subscription-based monetization strategies. Subscription-based monetization is a strategy that involves offering users access to your website or app for a recurring fee. This approach is common for services such as music and video streaming, news sites, and online learning platforms. When implementing subscription-based monetization, it's important to offer a compelling value proposition for users to subscribe. This could include access to exclusive content, advanced features, or personalized experiences. Additionally, it's important to offer flexible subscription options, such as monthly or yearly plans, to appeal to a wide range of users. Subscription-based monetization can provide a steady and predictable stream of revenue, but it requires ongoing investment in content and features to maintain user engagement. Additionally, it's important to ensure that the subscription price is competitive and aligned with the value provided to users. Donations and crowdfunding. Donations and crowdfunding are alternative monetization strategies that rely on voluntary contributions from users. This approach can be effective for websites and apps that provide a public service or have a passionate user base, such as open-source software projects, educational resources, or community-driven initiatives. Donations can be solicited through a variety of channels, such as a dedicated donations page on your website or screen on your app, or through third-party services such as Patreon or Ko-fi. Crowdfunding involves soliciting donations for a specific project or initiative, often through a platform such as Kickstarter or GoFundMe. While donations and crowdfunding may not provide a steady stream of revenue, they can be an effective way to generate support for your project and build a dedicated community. Additionally, they provide an alternative to traditional monetization strategies that may be perceived as intrusive or unethical by some users. Data monetization. Data monetization is a strategy that involves generating revenue by collecting and selling user data. This approach is common for social media and advertising platforms, which collect large amounts of user data to improve ad targeting and generate insights for advertisers. When implementing data monetization, it's important to be transparent about the data collection and use policies, and to provide users with the ability to opt out of data collection if desired. Additionally, it's important to ensure that the data collection practices are compliant with applicable laws and regulations, such as GDPR and CCPA. Data monetization can be a lucrative strategy, but it raises concerns about privacy and ethical considerations. It's important to balance revenue generation with user trust and privacy protection to maintain a positive reputation and avoid potential legal or regulatory issues. Conclusion. In conclusion, there are several effective monetization strategies for websites, web, and mobile apps. Each approach has its own benefits and drawbacks, and it is important to find the right strategy for a project. By considering the needs of users and providing real value, a business can create a sustainable revenue stream for its website or app. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.